So good morning, guys. If you don't know who I am, I'm Travis. I am the Next Gen pastor here, and I am excited about this morning because we get to share with you a little bit about our mission trip down to Whitesville, West Virginia. And yeah, we just got back over a week ago. We left on the 21st of July, and it was a 9-day trip down and back. So it was the first mission trip that I think our youth group has ever gone on. And overall, I think I can speak for everybody there. The trip was a blast. We had a great time. We saw some really awesome ways of God working, both big and small. And so our group consisted of 18 students from middle school to high school age, and we had 6 adult leaders with us. And you're going to be meeting those guys this morning and hearing from them in a few moments here. But I just wanted to start off by just saying how grateful and thankful I am for our group of leaders that we had. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. We couldn't have done it without you. It wouldn't have been what it was without you. So our leaders were Becky Johnson, Jen Madison, Becca Stone, Steve Techman, and a big shout out to our partner, our sister church down in Gladstone Grace. They allowed us to use not only their bougie Cadillac bus, but they also let one of my good buddies and one of their pastors there, John Potes, be our chauffeur and driver and Uber guy for the week. So that made the trip extra enjoyable, so we're grateful for that. And I mean, the leaders, I just got to reiterate, like, they poured out everything that they had into these kids, their time, their energy, their love, their effort. It was awesome. So if you see those guys in wearing our sweet shirts, give them a high five, give them a pat on the back. But what was really cool for me personally to see was how this group of young people just really took to heart this trip and embraced the challenge that were there and just embraced the calling that they had for this entire thing. And, you know, everywhere that we went, whether it was gas station stops or rest area stops or the hotels or the different places that we were at in the community of Whitesville or even the water park and the Ark Encounter that we went to, like, they just acted with great respect for the people and the places that we were at and with each other, which is a lot to say for a group of young people. I think they understood and they bought into this concept that they were representing something greater than themselves and that we were taking part in something of God and ultimately serving Him and taking the opportunity to be His hands and feet with what we were doing there. So I'm super proud of them all and the examples that they are and that they've set and showed. So the leaders and I, you can ask them about this. We heard so many positive comments about our kids and that group. And like I said, didn't matter where we were at, like, people were like, man, you've got all these kids here and they're just so well behaved, they're so well mannered. And lots of comments about how polite and respectful they were. Lots of comments about how cool it was that they saw a group of teenagers not just conducting themselves in that way, but taking the time out of their summer where they could be working and making money or practicing for sports or sitting around doing nothing and playing video games all day. But people were just really impressed with what they were doing. So you guys did a great job. I mean, hats off to you guys. You had a ton of fun, and it was so neat to see our group with the age range that we had from middle school to high school kids really looking out for one another and taking care of each other. And, you know, there was one area of concern that I had, because where we were at had 0 cell phone service for about a 40-mile radius, and the internet access that we had was very limited. So I was a bit worried how this was going to play out with kids and how they're really stuck to their phones. And so I confiscated them and I locked them in a little box, and there was a few gripes and grumbles and complaints, but overall they embraced it and they obliged me. And you know, there's something here, parents, that is a valuable lesson that we learned. They can totally live life disconnected from their devices and the internet. They did it great. There wasn't too many instances when we would collect the phones. There's a few hyperventilation instances. Nobody passed out. Nobody died. You know, they were pretty minor withdrawal symptoms, but they can live their lives and life will go on without their devices. And that was also a comment that I heard throughout the trip of, like, we were in all these different places. We did some sightseeing things aside from the work projects and the VBS things that we were on. They were like, we're super impressed with your group because a lot of teenagers that come through, they're not connecting with people relationally. They're not looking at them in the eye and talking to them and having conversations. They're just glued to their phone and texting and doing whatever you do on your phone. So they were really impressed about seeing our group do that. And so kind of just a rundown of how our days went. Each morning, we would start off with a devotion, even when we were on our trip leaving from the church here. And so we would just give the kids a passage of scripture. We'd walk through a little bit of an explanation on there, and we'd have questions just to prompt them and challenge them to think about those things throughout the day and just reflect on them when they were engaged in a project or whatever they were doing. And then we'd get back together in the evenings and we'd talk about those things together. And so we had just jam-packed days down there. Like morning to night, we were busy running. And our northern bodies weren't used to the heat and the humidity that was down there. We weren't really accustomed to that. But these guys worked so hard and so tirelessly and so diligently at everything that was thrown at us and put on our plate. And so we would come back then and process through our devotion and just questions that we'd kind of go through the highlights of the day, the struggles that we had, and the ways that God would show up. And one of the assignments that I gave them in that devotion book was that after we were done on our last day coming home, they had an opportunity to go back through and kind of reflect on everything. And their assignment was to write a letter to themselves about what they experienced on the trip, how they saw God show up and move and work. And then they had to hand those in to me, and I'm compiling a whole big master document for those letters, and we're going to ship them out to the kids once we get them all in, guys. So just so that they have something to look back on and just recall how good God was and how amazing and such a great way that he showed up in their lives and in the lives of the people that we were with. And so some of the kids, I'll call you out on this, there's a couple kids that even said that devotion time and the prayer time and the processing time that we had were just as impactful as the rest of the trip. And so it was really, really cool to see. It wasn't just the adventures that we went on, but it was the way that they took in scripture and let it just pour over their hearts and seep in and live that out. And I think their eyes were more open for them to see what God was doing, not just in them, but around them too. So we can praise God for that. And so, you know, this was our first mission trip for our group, and first mission trip for everybody on our group too, actually. So these guys just showed up like champs. They stepped up to the challenge. And beforehand, we had done a bunch of trainings and things, and we'd been talking about how God had called each one of them to this trip at this time in their lives for a purpose and for a plan that he had specifically for them, and how really God had specifically gifted each one of them with their talents and their abilities to serve, and even their personalities. Like, all those things came into play with how they could serve and be the hands and feet and the light and the love of Christ. And so we talked about our team, how we were like the church in many ways, had many members to our team, but it took all of us together to be that one body. And we were all needing to function together as one team. And we watched God at work that week. I mean, we had a front row seat to just seeing his hand at work, his gracious love for us, his provision for us. And these guys were not only built up by God, but God used them to build up and encourage each other and the folks that we had interactions with. And so they all had this mentality or this heart posture, really, of send me, Lord, change me, Lord. And that's exactly what they did. They opened their hearts and they just allowed God and his spirit to move as he felt. And so when we left that Friday morning, we had a really cool time of prayer and commissioning. So all the parents got to gather around the kids and we just put hands on them and prayed over them. And I know some moms felt that that was a pretty emotional time too. There were some tears of, it might have been joy. They might have been happy that they were going for the week, but it might have been a little bit of sadness and definitely some anticipation for how God was going to work in their lives. And we arrived that Saturday night, so we spent the night in a hotel down in Brighton. I'm not a Michigander by trade, so downstate's foreign to me, but Brighton, and then we made the rest of the trip down. So we got to the church, kind of got our stuff unpacked into the rooms, and then we had a boots on the ground kind of training informational meeting with the group that we went with, Praying Pelican Missions, and then they got us set up for the night, and we called it, because the next morning we got up bright and early, ready to go. And we were going to church with the congregation there at First Baptist Church of Whitesville and their pastor, Dennis, who is an amazing guy. But they opened up the school for us to take a shower in. So we took a short bus ride down to the school. And this was the start, I think, where we started to realize, or at least some of us did, that this was a little bit of a different experience, that it was going to stretch us a little bit, that it was going to challenge us a little bit, that we were going to see some things that were different than what we were used to. And so we got down into the locker room at the school, And it was a locker room that they converted into storage. So we made our way through a lot of things, found the showers. They started off super cold. And then when they heated up, they went to 1 degree under the boiling point. And so the roofs were super low. A lot of the kids were like, this is like a sauna, but they embraced it. Like, they were champs. I did feel bad for Steve Teichman because he looked like Will Ferrell in the movie Elf, just trying to splash the water on himself and scrunch over. But that was a good thing for us. Like, we had a good time. It was a place where the kids got to experience something different than what we normally had. And they, like I said, they took it in stride. They had hearts of just cheerful joy and ready to roll with whatever came their way. And so then we did church, which was awesome with those guys. And then we got sent for our task for the afternoon. And that was going out canvassing to the communities in the area to invite the families there to VBS for that week. And I can tell you, canvassing, if you haven't done that, is a little awkward. It's a little intimidating. It's kind of scary as an adult. So for the kids, you know, they were sharing all those same emotions too. And even though we were all experiencing something different, like, we weren't used to it. It was a little bit out of our comfort zone. It was a little bit intimidating. It was a little bit scary. Man, they just took the challenge in stride. And isn't that something that God often calls us to step out of our comfort zone, to go into the unknown, to take on something a little bit scary? But he asks us to do that, to deal with the uncomfortable situations, to deal with some uncertainty, and some maybe even some hard challenges at times. But in those things, he's always with us. And he's always walking beside us and giving us the strength. And when we do that with God, he encourages us. He gives our faith strengths and leaps and bounds. And, you know, we're just called to simply be willing. And that is something that we talked about as we prepared for this trip. In Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah was called and commissioned by God to be a messenger to God's people. And in chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And he said, and I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" And that's exactly what each one of these young people did on this trip over and over again. They just stood up and said, "Here am I, God, send me, use me." And so I'm going to ask some of these kids to come up now and share a little bit about their experience that they had here. So I'm going to have Bethany, Levi, Ayana, Cal, Aiden A., and Hayden, and Mr. Steve come on up. And they're going to share with you their name, their favorite parts or highlight of the trip, and just how they saw God show up and work either in them or through them. I'll let you start.
All right. My name's Bethany, and one of my favorite parts of the trip was, I think, getting to know all the other girls especially. I think we had a really good community, even though I'm a lot older than most of them. And I felt very included, which is nice. And a way I saw God work during the trip was, as Pastor Travis mentioned, we helped the First Baptist Church of Whitesville with VBS, and or Vacation Bible School. And I was on the music team, so that meant I was up there like doing the motions while the kids sang the songs and all that. And on the first night, like, I don't know, there wasn't too much movement, if you know what I mean. Most of the older kids were just standing still. And I think it was really cool to see throughout the week how they became not only more enthusiastic about just being at VBS, but really excited for the songs. Like, I think the kids liked all of them. By the end, they had, like, picked their favorites. And, like, one kid even joined us up on stage, so that was kind of cool. And it was just really cool to see them, like, excited to show up and hear God's word.
Hi, my name is Ayana, and I think that The fun thing I had was when we were swimming in the creek, and a God moment was when it was like hot outside and he helped us like get through it.
Hi, my name is Callan, and my favorite part on the trip was probably swimming in the river after like a hot day of working and helping the community. And the way that I saw God moving in our group is he helped us have patience with being with each other for 9 days.
Hi, everybody. My name's Hayden, and I thought one of the coolest things for me personally was doing VBS with the kids and just interacting with everybody and just building relationships with them. And one of the ways I think God worked with our group was just building better relationships with one another and interacting with each other and just doing work that I never thought we could do with each other. And I thought that was really cool.
Hi, my name is Aiden. And something I thought that was really cool is wrestling with the bus driver, Johnny Potts. And then something that, well, when I saw God working in us was doing canvassing and being scared and not knowing what would be behind that door. And then some people would be really nice and would want to pray for you. And then we'd ask to pray for them, and it was really nice.
Hi, my name is Levi. A really fun part of the trip was after you get done working, we go to the river that was in front of the church and swim. And a moment, the VBS was really fun, and you could see the kids getting more excited through the week to come.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I got to be one of the leaders on this trip. And one of my favorite parts of the trip was being able to see all of these, the people in the group really wanting to serve and jumping in when needed. And really that idea of here I am was the attitude of the whole trip. And even though it was hot and uncomfortable, everyone was really excited to jump in and serve. And one of the areas where I saw God move was in one of the devotions, we were talking about the story of Mary and Martha. And in that, Travis brought up the idea that we can serve with our hands and work, but we can also serve with our presence and by listening. And I think that was really an example of how these students served. There was one job site where we were there and we were helping this single mom build a trampoline and a playset, do some yard work. And all of the guys jumped in and started to do things and were serving. And then as we were serving, one of the kids of this family came out and the people in our group transitioned from doing yard work to playing with army men. And there was that idea of serving with our hands and our presence, which I think was a really great way for us to be able to bless this community as well as to grow together.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys. So yeah, the canvassing part was actually really cool, as intimidating as it seemed on the front end. But we broke into different groups and we went down through these neighborhoods, five or six different neighborhoods kind of surrounding the church. And these aren't like neighborhoods that we understand as neighborhoods. This is where I was educated. I learned about hollers. And hollers are in the steep valleys, and there's just enough room along a river to put in a road and a little flat spot to build a house. And so these guys called their neighborhoods hollers, and when you'd talk to the kids, they'd be like, you know, I live whatever town they'd say, and we'd be like, we don't know where that is. Well, three hollers down the road that way. So it was really cool to see the group step up, like they said, out of their comfort zone and take on some of these challenges and really just embrace them, because we were going door to door with flyers and we'd knock on there and we'd talk to the family or ask if they had any kids and invite them to VBS. And we would also ask them if we could pray for them, which is super intimidating if you've never just walked up to a stranger's house with a beware of dog sign in the window and say, hey, can you come outside and we'll pray for you? But it was actually really cool, and people there were super receptive to our group coming and visiting. One story that I have to share, we went to one house and a mom and a high school age daughter came, and they said, you know, we don't have any, she was just out of high school. We don't have any kids that are in the VBS age range because it went K through 12. She said, but you could pray for our family. We'd really appreciate that. And then the daughter said, yeah, I'd really appreciate prayer for a friend of mine who was just in a bad four-wheeler accident and really hurt his leg. So right away, we saw God just showing up and softening hearts and really literally opening doors for us to make connections and talk to folks. And some of the groups even got fed on this little canvassing adventure. One in particular got popsicles and fresh pears from a tree in their yard. That was not my group. I got to see snakes. So, but starting off with a challenge like this, God really showed us that we weren't alone in this thing, that He was with us, that His Holy Spirit was guiding us and it was going to see us through. And that really set the tone for the kids for the week. Like, they understood through this that God is with them and that they can do hard things when they rely on God. And so the next 3 days, we'd get up in the mornings, we'd do our devotions, we'd have breakfast. We'd pack up for the work or service projects that we had planned for that day. And our group typically split up. The gals stuck around town, and they did some projects around the town, and the boys would pack up lunches, and we'd hop on the bus, and we'd go to some houses where there was work to be done. And so the first day, the girls went through downtown of Whitesville, and they were washing windows. Many of the businesses there had shut down when some mining outfits left the community, and so the businesses left and the storefronts were vacant, and the windows looked rough. It was a little bit like a ghost town feeling, but these guys did such an amazing job. Like, they went from one end of town to the other, and the thing was, we were in a valley in Whitesville too, but they started on the side that was facing east. So when the sun came up, it was like a furnace for them. And you didn't hear them complain. They just continually worked and worked and worked until they cleaned up all the windows. They went above and beyond. There were even some businesses that were still around that said, "Hey, you guys are doing such a great job. Would you mind coming in and doing the interior of the windows too?" And they said, "Sure." And when they were at the soup kitchen there, they asked them to come in and clean the windows there and gave them lunch even. And then they asked them, "Hey, if you wouldn't mind sticking around, we've got some things to clean up in the back." And what they had to clean up in the back was a bunch of produce. I think we might have a picture of that, of them in the soup kitchen. So they had to sort through a bunch of food that was in various stages of freshness. And they had, I mean, they were such troopers, guys. Like, they just put on a joyful face and just smiled and embraced what they were doing. And that was just, I can't reiterate that enough of how cool that was to see in our group. And really, it wasn't unnoticed by the community. Everybody that saw us there was super appreciative and thankful that we were there too. And so the girls were doing that. We'd go out with the boys and do some yard projects, some mowing, some trimming, some removal of trash and things like that. We were at a homebound woman's house, and we did a bunch of painting of her deck and her ramp. And then we were at, like Steve said, at that single mom's house and set up a trampoline and some things. And this, I got to tell you, this is like the world's most complicated trampoline to set up. I mean, we had two pastors and a biology guy on staff here with us, so no engineers. But this thing was shaped like a flower petal, right? Like, it had this weird thing. But that sounds like a joke, like two pastors and a biology guy walk into it, yeah. But we figured it out. The kids like put their minds together, and we figured that thing out, and they just did a tremendous job. And, you know, as the week progressed, the heat and the humidity did too. And so, like I said, we saw a number of snakes. We weren't without, like, we'll call it persecution for the snakes, because that's my thing. I don't like those guys. But even in the adversity that the kids faced, three of our kids got stung by yellow jackets. They were all over the place. My daughter Jovi actually got stung in the face, and the bee stuck to her face. I don't know why, but that's just her plot in life, I guess. But you know what? Even in the adversity that they faced, it didn't keep them down. They just kept persevering. They kept turning their frown upside down. And the cool thing about that was that in and through all of it, I just got to see, and I think our leaders would say this too, we got to see this perspective of our kids living out Scripture, and it become alive and breathing inside of them. In Colossians 3, 23 through 24, it says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving." And it was just such a beautiful and impressive thing, just really to see God's Spirit just empowering and sustaining our group for everything that they worked at. And they totally understood that they were working for something greater than themselves, that they were working for God's kingdom and for the good of others. And again, just over and over, I can't say how proud I am of these guys and what a blessing it was to be with them and how they conducted and handled themselves. And especially how they encouraged and spurred one another along too. That was awesome as they served other people. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't all work and no play. Like they said, right across the street from the church was the Big Coal River. And it had this path down to the river, and it was pretty rocky, but it got to about waist deep. And then on the far side of the river, we've got a picture of that here. So on the far side of the river was a rock that you could jump off into a big pool down there. And so that was a lot of fun for the kids. After we got back from the work sites on a hot day, it was refreshing. It was fun for some of the leaders too. But we ended up taking baths in that river for the rest of our week. We did not go back to the school to shower up. You know, they say you can take the Youper out of the Youp, but you can't take the Youp out of the Youper, right? So these guys were cleaning up in the river, and then after that it was on to VBS for the night. And so we're going to get a little bit more into that here, but I'm going to call our next group up, and that's going to be Aiden S., Drew, Aaliyah T., Anna, Cam, Cole, and Becky. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Aiden. The best part of the trip for me was just probably working in the community and just doing little projects like painting like ladies' decks and mowing their lawns and stuff. And it wasn't like huge things, but we definitely got to see the difference that it made for them and like the smiles that it brought to their face. And I thought a God moment was when we were doing the VBS and we really got to see how the Lord was just being, like the kids were just loving the Lord and just singing songs and dancing. And I thought that was really cool.
Hi, my name is Drew. My favorite part of the trip was probably going to like the Ark and seeing that how big it was, because I thought it was just like a mediocre sized boat, but it was actually pretty big, and well, not actually kind of big, it was actually huge, but I thought it was cool that God asked a family to make a huge boat. And yeah, and a way that I saw God work in our group was probably watching the kids at Vacation Bible School get like more comfortable after the first day and getting more excited to come the next day.
My name is Cameron, and my favorite part of it was the Ark and learning more about the Bible. And a God moment for me was cabin scene was scary at first, but then after the first house, everyone was really nice and gave us popsicles and stuff, and that was nice.
Hi, my name is Anna, and probably the best part of the trip for me was just getting to know everybody, whether I had already knew them and they were with me, and just getting to know them better, or they're the kids at VBS, or even the leaders. It was really cool just to like form those really meaningful relationships that I still have with some of them. And a way I really saw God working was through the kids at VBS, just getting to know them and their stories and being able to make an impact on their lives through God was just really powerful to see.
Hi, my name is Cole, and one of my favorite parts was going through the neighborhood and canvassing and telling people about Vacation Bible School, and they were a lot nicer than I thought. I also liked playing games with the kids at Vacation Bible School. I was playing games. I was the game crew. And I really liked getting launched off a big blob at the water park. I went pretty high. And I just thought it was really nice how Pastor Dennis welcomed us with open arms and like also gave us a gift, a cross necklace, and yeah.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah, and the best part of the trip for me was probably VBS. It was fun when we were singing and dancing, and also getting to know the kids better and interacting with them. And a cool God moment for me was probably that it was very hot and we were very tired, but God gave us the energy to push through it, and I thought that was cool.
Hi, my name is Becky, and as a leader on the trip, one of my favorite parts was watching just how encouraging each of them were to each other without having to be prompted or directed. It was just natural for them, and they just went out and encouraged each other. You know, Pastor Travis mentioned how a lot of the kids did many things that were out of their comfort zone, and the other kids noticed that they weren't comfortable doing some things, and they just naturally went and encouraged them to do so. And there was a big moment where they also encouraged me. So one of my jobs on the trip was to be the lifeguard. So with the creek picture, they liked jumping off that rock. It looks really small there. It's not that small. So after about the second day of watching these kids have fun jumping off the rock, I decided I was going to give it a go. So I did it as a kid, so I thought it should be easy. So the kids made it seem really easy to climb up it. It wasn't easy. By the time I finally got to the top, I was happy I didn't die just climbing up there. And then when I looked down, I realized that I was very old. And the thoughts just kept running through my mind of what was I thinking. So the kids noticed that I was struggling, and they all stopped what they were doing to cheer me on and encourage me. And there's actually a video of it somewhere. And I didn't realize they were all doing this until afterwards, and I saw the video. And it was pretty amazing that they all stopped to encourage the old lady to jump off the rock, which I did. It took me a while, but I did it. And I think the biggest God moment for me during the whole trip was when we were washing windows. We were at the end of the line, so we had been doing it for probably about 2-3 hours, and it had gotten pretty hot. And we were washing the soup kitchen windows. And while we were washing the windows, one of the volunteers in the soup kitchen came out and offered to feed us. So we were excited about that. So she also asked if we would clean the inside of the windows. So while we were cleaning the inside of the windows, a man stopped. He had driven past and saw us, and he came back to town to talk to us. So he had stopped, and I went out to speak with him. And during my conversation with him, he said that he was also from Michigan, and he was in. He currently lives in West Virginia, and he was doing a job in the area. He wasn't from that area, and saw us and decided that he wanted to buy us lunch. So in that conversation, he ended up handing me $50 to buy us lunch, but we were already offered the meal at the soup kitchen, so we were able to donate the $50 to the soup kitchen in that moment. I just thought it was a very big God moment that he stopped at that time while we were at the soup kitchen.
Thank you. So yeah, VBS, our crew did a little bit of everything there. We had kids leading music, kids leading skits, kids doing crafts from our group with the other ones, taking the kids to the different classrooms and stations that they had, doing games with them, helping with the food, helping with the lesson. And it was so fun to see our kids with the music portion of it, because I gotta tell you something, we've got some rockers for sure in our group. And one of those... I was on the bus ride. We had dueling ukuleles for us with DJ Jovi and Aaliyah, and they did a bunch of sing-along worship music for us on the bus, and then Becca Stone brought her guitar and did worship music for us and led us in worship when we did our devotion times. But I got to say that the title of Hardest Rocker goes to Jonas. I mean, that dude, he could bust out moves like you'd never seen before, and it was awesome. And what I love the most about how these guys interacted with the kids, especially in that, is that it was crazy, it was fun, but that wasn't their intention of doing it just for crazy fun. Their intention was to break down barriers and really help set the tone for those kids and let them know and understand that, you know, the songs that we're singing, the words that we're singing are about God, and the motions kind of reiterate that. And they really reiterated that it was an important thing for the kids to do. And so we've got some pictures of them dancing here and some other pictures of VBS if you want to flip through those. But the way our group interacted with all those kids really broke down barriers. They made it seem cool to love and follow Jesus to the kids at VBS. And they were just great examples as they had fun with the projects that they were doing there in the classrooms that they had there. And they really showed them that loving and serving God isn't something lame and boring. They showed them that a life lived with Jesus isn't uncool, and it's not just filled with stop, no's, and don'ts, but they showed the kids that connecting with Jesus is awesome, that it's cool to be on an adventure of God and live that life filled with the freedom that he offers. And so they really connected with these kids, serving them, and really cultivated some deep friendships. When we had to go, it wasn't easy for our group to go. You can talk to those guys about that. There may have been tears shed. I think we have one or two guys that want to stick around there or move back down there. But so we broke into different groups. Like they said, some kids were doing different things with VBS. later on in the week, we continued to do some more of those work projects. The gals went out and did some more power washing. You got to use power tools. We learned that Anna is now a power tool fan for the rest of her life. But they did just some awesome work, just cleaning things up, painting some decks. The boys went on some more interior painting projects. And then the girls actually went back when they were done with their stuff and the school was getting repainted. So they joined the crew that was down there. And as I said, the days as they went on just kept getting hotter and hotter and more muggy and humid. So they were definitely living out this mentality of they weren't just on a mission trip, but they had a mission at hand. And every day with that task, they went into it like that. And one of the things that I got a call is like, there were times where we only had an allotted amount of hours to be able to put in on a project. And it was heartbreaking for our group if they had to leave before the project was done. And it was like tearing candy away from a hungry monster or something like that. But they were just that invested in it. And the cool thing of how God showed up in that is that, one, he either provided an opportunity for them to stay a little bit longer and they would miss out on some of their cleanup time at the river and some downtime or even their dinner time. Or often the Lord just provided some other folks from the church, often Pastor Dennis there, to go back and finish up the little bit of work that was left. So like I said, time and time again, we just saw God's hand moving. Even though these guys were laser focused on the tasks that they had, they still made time for relational connections like Steve had talked about. And I won't go back through that story because he did a good job of just painting that picture of how those guys really took the time to have eyes and ears of Christ and see, yep, there's a task at hand, but there's a person over here that needs somebody to hang out with them. And, you know, that gal that we worked at, she had the one kid that had all kinds of army guys and he'd come out in different funny masks and the boys just embraced him and played with him. And you could just see the joy in his face when they would call him by his name and they'd ask about what he was doing. And there was another boy at that house too when they went to paint. And this little guy had some neurological and developmental challenges. And so he wasn't able to communicate verbally very well. And the kids just loved on him. Like, he had this little app on his phone, this little game that shot, he could shoot fireworks. And he thought this is my guy. He thought fireworks were the most amazing thing in the world. And I was like, we're going to have to show him the real thing. But all he had right now was just a little app. And these guys just had such enthusiasm. They matched his enthusiasm for that thing. And he just was so overjoyed at the connection that our group made as they just kind of met him where he was at. And what I thought was super cool, isn't that exactly what Jesus does for us? He just meets us exactly where we're at, in the middle of our stuff or our struggles, in the middle of when things are going well or when they're not. And so these group of kids were just able to be the tangible hands and feet of Jesus. And his eyes and his ears, too, as they took the time to really invest some time relationally with the people that they were there. And like Steve talked about, he kind of stole my thunder on this, but it reminded me of that interaction where we see Jesus and his disciples visiting Mary and Martha's house. And that's in Luke chapter 10. But Mary gets a little bit irritated with her sister for not helping. She's just sitting at Jesus' feet, taking it all in, and she's trying to do all the prep work and get the food ready. And Jesus basically says, like, it's important to spend time with me. It's important to invest your time with your guests. And we had that opportunity. And I saw these guys do that just really at the forefront of their mind, which I think speaks to a level of maturity that these guys have at a young age of just their walk with Christ and understanding they still got the work done, but they really loved on people too in an incredible way. So that was the message that they left behind as they built those friendships, as they made those connections, was that God loves us, loves people, the people that we were serving, and he sees them. And they shared that so many times over. And that, like they said already, cultivated such a deeper sense of community for our group. And it really started to spur on these conversations for us of what it means to be part of the body of Christ, an active part. And in Luke writes in Acts, as he recounts the beginning of the church, after Jesus is taken up into heaven, after his death and resurrection, we see that his followers have felt like lost and abandoned and left behind. But Jesus promised to send them a helper, and that was his Holy Spirit. And in chapter 4, in the verses 32 through 35, he just paints this beautiful picture of God's church, of what it looks like there. And it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had a need. And the depth of this passage is just such a beautiful picture of the early church. It's a group of people that are unified in one heart and one mind. They're sacrificing out of the love that they have for one another because of their love in Jesus. And that's the kind of community that we've been reborn into as followers of Jesus and really called to live out. And this type of community is a community that comes together in times of need. It shows up for people when there's an issue, and it bears each other's burdens. And this type of community is really a powerful testimony to the resurrection and Jesus himself. And that's the kind of community that was further cultivated in our group, and one that they're so excited to bring back home here with them. And so through the devotions that we did in the morning and at bedtime, when we talk about those things, we talk a lot about being ambassadors for Christ and showing his love in really, really tangible ways and sharing our gifts and our talents and our abilities with the greater body. Jesus said that we will be known as his followers by the way that we love one another in his church. And so we had that opportunity to show up and bless others with the way that God has loved us, with the way that he changed us, with the way that he challenged us when we were down there throughout our time in West Virginia. And it was all for his glory. It was all for his glory. And it was all to share his love and his goodness with others. So I'm going to ask our final group to come up. That's Jonas, Aaliyah A., Jovi, AC, Everett, Joshua, and Jen.
My favorite, I'm Jonas, and my favorite thing about the trip was when I was dancing and stuff, I saw a lot of kids, dancing too, and it wasn't, as stressful when I saw that. And my favorite, God moment was there were kids on the that went to VBS and they were familiar with Christ or whatever, and they accepted Christ, and it was pretty nice. So yeah.
Hi, my name is AC, and one of my favorite parts of the trip was when we went to the water park and I got to do backflips off the floating things in the water. I don't know what to call them. But one of the God moments was as the music group, I think seeing the kids being happy and dancing was really cool.
Hi, my name is Jovi. And my favorite parts from the trip was probably the bus ride. It was 14 hours in a bus with a bunch of crazy hooligans, but it was pretty fun because we had lots of snacks and there's music, and Mr. Steve and Drew had some fun games for us to play. And then my second favorite part was going to the water park and getting launched off the giant blob by Pastor John. And one of the God moments was, it was super hot, it was 90s and humid, and we weren't really used to that. And we were also staying up pretty late in the girls' room and not getting a ton of sleep. But God still gave us the energy and the strength to get up in the morning and go and do the work that he had for us.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah, and the best part of the trip for me was that we got to run a VBS. camp, and that was really cool to kind of get to meet the kids and to watch their faith grow over the week. And a God moment for me is the girls' room was a party room every single night, and we had to wake up much earlier than I'm used to. But I was really worried that I wouldn't have enough energy to serve God that day, and every single day he gave me enough energy to serve him, and that was really cool.
Hi, my name is Everett, and my favorite part of the trip was hanging out with friends and swimming and fishing in the river. And a God moment was when I first learned that we were going to West Virginia. I was kind of scared about what the people would be like, but then once we started canvassing the neighborhood and like all the kids came to VBS, I learned that everyone was really nice, and I like that.
I'm Jen Madison. I was kind of the mama of the party room, which in retrospect was really fun. At the moment, not so much. But I love, love, love these kids. I love the crazy. I mean, I think of, honestly, one of my best moments, which I would like to not repeat, was girls just, they just had it. They had a breakdown, and they're writing with marker all over themselves, and they were nuts. But, yeah. But it was this whole like balance of those crazy moments, then they would get really serious and get the job done. I mean, they're kids. They know how to pivot. But what I think is so cool is you're hearing them actually say some of their best moments are VBS or serving in the community. These were not like little things. These kids were given jobs. They were given responsibilities. Everything was like, quick, change a plan. Go here, go there, do this. And they totally embraced it and leaned in and asked God for the strength to do it. And I also think about how I had a verse I wanted to read. In Ephesians 4, it says, the theme of the trip is that I cannot see, I realize. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And that is what these kids did. They didn't handle each other patiently because they weren't annoyed, because I know they were, for a fact. They weren't loving and humble with each other because it was easy. I promise you, and you might have heard as parents when they got home, they had their moments, but they handled each other so lovingly, and I know that was the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. So yeah, a last little note on the VBS thing as we finished that up Thursday night. There were six kids that accepted Jesus as their Savior. So that was a big, big amen to that. And I just got one of the cool things that we did after it was all over. We met down in the fellowship hall, and we got to have Pastor Dennis and his group that had staffed VBS, and we just got to pray over them. And I think it was really cool for the kids to see what a blessing it was to them just to have us there, which I think at times we were a little nervous that maybe we weren't such a blessing, but we brought the fun though. But it was just really cool to see how much of an impact something had on a community of fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So that was a super impactful thing. I'm going to, for sake of time, rip through a couple things here. We won't hit too much on this, but we did go to a water park. It was awesome. There was like a 25-foot inflatable pyramid that they were doing backflips off of, the big inflatable blob. We went to the Ark Encounter, and like Drew talked about that, it's awesome. If you only go there, for me, the price of admission was worth just seeing the Ark in person in its full size. So, yeah, definitely. Like, if you've got some questions about that stuff, grab one of the kids in the blue shirt and say, hey, tell me more about your trip. But I just want to wrap up with some thank yous. Like, again, to the leaders, thank you guys so, so much for taking and sacrificing your time and your energy and just pouring out and investing into these kids. You know, you spent time away from your families through the week. So thank you to the support from the spouses at home for letting that happen and just being encouraging to us as we were gone, and being excited that we were back too. We appreciated that. Thank you guys to all the kids that went. Like, you were troopers. You looked out for one another. It was so awesome just to see God work in you guys and through you. Thank you, parents, for allowing your kids to go on this trip, and thank you for your prayers and support and your encouragement along the way. And I want to say thank you to the church and to the kids and their families, because they had to write a bunch of letters to get financial support and prayer support for this trip, and it wouldn't have been possible without all of those things, especially the prayer. That was so meaningful to us, and we definitely could feel it as God, like you heard, over and over again sustained us and kept us safe and watched over us. And thank you, Evangel, for being a church that's willing to say yes to this stuff and send a group of kids on this awesome adventure with God. And, you know, if you get a chance this week and you know one of these guys, take them out to lunch. Take them to Dairy Queen and just sit and pick their brain a little bit about this trip and how it impacted them and the things that they saw, because they've got so much more to share than just the few stories that you were able to hear this morning. And you know what? That just might be the encouragement that you need for this week, to hear how God moved and worked. And I know that it is such an encouragement to my heart to recap those stories and to be part of that with them, because we've got a great God who wants to show us just how great he is and how much he loves us. And he's done that through his one and only son, Jesus. And that's what we've got to hear firsthand this morning. And I hope that this was an encouragement to you all. I hope that you got as much out of it as these guys did and that I did here. And so my prayer is that just their few stories this morning just offers a glimpse of how deeply God loves us and is for us, and he's there to see us through all of it. So would you bow your heads with me and pray? Father, we come before you, Lord, and we just thank you for your great love and your goodness for us. We thank you for your son, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity that you've called us as believers to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to do that in tangible ways. And God, I just ask that you would continue to equip us and challenge us to step up and live in ways that people will know us as followers of Jesus by the way we love one another and serve one another. God, we thank you for your provision in all of this trip. We thank you for just sustaining us and all the support and for answering so, so many prayers. And God, just continue to be with us and work in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.